Well, Father God, let's go before the word in prayer, before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Father, we thank and praise you that we're able to gather together this morning on the TMC call, that you watched over us as we slept last night, oh God, that you kept us because you had your angels encamped around about us. Lord, we thank and praise you that we are able to start our day because you told us to seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the D.A. de Leon family. For that is the reason why we are all gathered here today. Father, we thank you that you've given us everything we need to finish strong. We thank you, Lord, that you have a mighty blessing upon their lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're ordering their footsteps. And, Father, I pray that you continue to do great things and even the greatest things in Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the D.A. de Leon family and the entire Artists International family's life. Father, we thank you that you told us that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violence must take it by force. How do we do that? We do that with the word of God. So we thank you, Lord, for the speaker, Pastor John, who will come forth and bring the word that we need to hear this morning, that will enable us to finish strong, that will enable us to conquer mountains, oh God, and move mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless him. Bless the word that he is going to give us, Lord. Be with his entire family, Lord, as you continue to have him in your service. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for that we know that the angels, the Lord, are all encamped all around about us. We know that this call is saturated by the blood of the Lamb, and we know this call will go forth with clarity because we are calling those things that be not as though they were, as you told us to do. And as we go out on this day, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each and every family member who has gathered. And we know no matter what we face today, we will finish strong because we walk by faith and not by sight, because we have the word of God. We have the word leading and guiding us. And even in our clarity, even in our thinking, because, Lord, we know that you said that some things don't come but through fasting and praying. We give you praise this morning. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. I will now turn you over to our host, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Wow. Well, God bless you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for feeding us and greeting us on this strong finish Friday, fabulous strong finish Friday. So we thank you for that tag for this morning, and we also thank you for opening us up in prayer. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from California, and I
Mr. Tiffany, are you there? Well, good morning, family. This is Minister Robin, and I'll just go ahead and fill in for her until she comes. Well, just as she said, we welcome you to the Master's Call. This is our call, and it is because of our Master that we have this call. We are grateful to the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. So we thank God, because if it was not for these two victorious women of God being prayerful, hearing the voice of God, putting him first, we wouldn't have this call. So we salute you, victorious women of God, and we love you. Well, we also have a scripture that we stand on, and our scripture is in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what this call is all about. We start our day off with prayer, and we end this call with prayer. If you would like to be part of our team, feel free to send your prayer request, your praise report, even if we can just come in agreement with you regarding any situation in your life. You can send that all to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Minister Tiffany, are you back? Today is also Friday, we ask you to go ahead and stay with us on the call, because this is when we take your prayer request and we hear your praise report. And if you can't, that's okay. We do have a playback number for you. And then I'll give you that number right after our minister brings the word forward. But we also have a website for you, and our website where you can listen to all of our messages that have been downloaded from the first day that we started. And we have been here 3 years, praise God, and you can find all of the message at themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call, and that's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her awesome team of Platinums and Platinums-to-be. And it is because of Artists International, many of us, that is the thread that has brought us together. So you can get on that call immediately following this one. And let me give you that number. That's 530-881-1300.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi, Precious. I was giving out the MMC. Go ahead and continue. God bless you.
Okay, I think I left out on the pin code. Thank you, Minister Robin. 539598#, is the pin code for the MMC. And then every day, Monday through Friday, we have our 90K in 90-day call, and that number is 712-432-0075 and the pin code 926358#. Remember, tomorrow, Saturday, is the mentor 90-day call, and you want to make sure that you dial into the same number. That would be at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Maybe saying this time wrong, at the same number. So the mentor call, and I'll definitely give you the time for sure before this call ends today. At this time, it is time for our speaker for the morning, this day that the Lord has made, that we are rejoicing and be glad. Our speaker for this morning is definitely not a stranger to this call. He is definitely a man who is building the kingdom of God as well as his artist business, his artist ministry. He is a prostate cancer survivor. He is a pastor. He's a husband. He is a father. I so love to hear his testimony and see the way that he demonstrates his testimony in front of us. I mean, it is definitely a powerful, powerful testimony. As a matter of fact, on tomorrow, February the 8th, he will have a health and wellness symposium from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. 12 o'clock noon to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Hampton Inn at JFK in Jamaica, New York. So if you're anywhere close to Jamaica, New York, you want to make sure that you get there so that you can see his testimony and hear absolutely how the Lviv has worked for him. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you right now none other than Pastor Glenn John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Could you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This morning I bring greetings. I first greet the Holy Spirit, which is the head of my life. And I bring greetings, formal greetings, to our founders of this morning prayer, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I bring greetings to all the hosts and all the ministers responsible for this call and this ministry that keep going forward every day. All God's children that are listening and those that are not listening, I greet everyone in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to bless your word. O God, move by your Holy Spirit. Let your word go forward and accomplish that which is good for your honor and glory. The anointing that you have given me, let it flow today so that people will be blessed for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I want to bring our attention to the disciples, who they were, that the disciples was 12 men who were chosen. God, by Jesus, actually handpicked, not just and not like they just appeared, but he actually went around and looked for people and decided these will be the people that the foundation of the church will begin with. So they were handpicked. But it came a time after they have seen Jesus have done so many miracles as they began getting closer and closer with Jesus. There came a time in their life, oh my God, in the book of Mark chapter 4 and verse 41, it says, but they were terribly afraid and began to say one to another, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him. This morning I want to use as a topic, who is this man? Some of us are going through crisis in our life and begin to question God. Remember, it was John the Baptist when he was present. He sent word to find out if Jesus is he the Christ. When we are in crisis, our faith is challenged. And sometimes it begs the question, who? In this case, John wanted to know why he's in here and if this is really the Christ. But in the case of the disciples, an event took place and they were amazed. They were asking one another, well, wait a second, who is really this man? This is after Jesus had told Nathanael that he saw him under the fig tree, that when he says that could any good thing come out of Nazareth, and he believed to follow, who is this man? Today, with the time that is allotted, I want to tell you there's a security in any storm. This man that I'm talking about is Jesus. I'm talking about a God that is all-powerful this morning. I'm talking about a God can break through barriers. I'm talking about a God that you walk down the walls of Jericho 7 times and it came tumbling down. I'm talking about a God that he inspired David to take down Goliath with a stone. I'm talking about a God who is this man. When the 3 Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace, the Bible says not even the hair was scorched or burnt, or not even the clothes were smelling the smoke. He was inside with them. The God that was there with Daniel in the lion's den. I'm talking about the Son of Man, the Son of God. Oh, praise God. And the disciples were troubled by the storm that was quelled when Jesus came aboard. This was not an isolated event. It had happened before. In the instance of this text that we read in Mark chapter 4, and if you read from verse 35 to 41, you will get the full story. Jesus came into a storm and it ceased. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, he was asleep below the deck of a ship when a storm arose, and he questioned their faith as he spoke to the winds and the waves, saying, peace, be still. Oh, praise God. Am I talking to someone this morning? There are many today who react to storms like the disciples who lost faith. Some of us, oh, yes, we are Christians, but we have the same knee-jerk reaction as the disciples did back then. Even though the new Jesus was on board in Mark, in the book of Mark chapter 4, the scream, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They were saying, Master, do you care if we drown? Do you care if we really die? And some of us, when troubles come our way and the storms of life come our way, we have the same reaction. If God don't care about me, a matter of fact, if someone took pen and paper and made a statement, nobody knows the trouble I see but Jesus. Although we in church, although we our end. We are serving the Lord. Although we are praying and although we are shouting praises to his name, when that trouble came in our life, it begs the question, is Jesus there for us? Is he close by? Even though they knew Jesus was close by, in Mark chapter 6, they were still intimidated by the storm when Jesus walked on water. Even today, believers who know what God can do are often intimidated by the storms that toss them to and fro. When the storms come in our life, we get intimidated, not realizing the storms are just wind and rain. We're not realizing that circumstances come in our life to make us better. Realizing that God can take evil and turn it around and make it good. As Christians this morning, we have to understand that if we trust in Jesus and give him our all, you could stand back and see the salvation of God. You could stand back and say, peace be still, and the seas and the waves will be calmed. Do you realize that we are in some stuff this morning? And the stuff that we are in, like myself, when I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2010, it was a storm at the same time. My house is in foreclosure, so therefore, I had a double storm in my life. I've been broke and I've been sick at the same time. And when everything seems to be lost, oh, praise God, I come a time in my life, I got to go to the lower part of the ship and shake him and wake him up in the name of Jesus. I got to bring his attention to say, Lord, I am here. I am drowning. I'm going to die in 7 months. Oh, praise God. Thanks be to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, when you call upon the Lord, he will also answer you, always answer you. I come to tell you this morning that on other occasions, there is thunder and lightning or even winds of hurricane. I will leave my testimony for last if there is time. We worry whether we will be able to weather the storm. Like I asked myself the question back then, why me? How could it be me? Lord, don't you care about me? I am serving you, Lord. I am doing every single thing. Can I get a witness this morning who can identify speaking to God in this manner? Everything seems to be going bad. There are people who don't go to church and it seems to be doing well. There are people who don't even serve you, Lord, and it seems to be where the second prospering. It was the prophet Ubaka who says, ask God, why does the wicked seems to be prospering and the righteous seems to be struggling? Oh, praise God. This storm could be the loss of a job that we're talking about this morning. This storm we're talking about this morning could be the sickness of a breadwinner, even yourself. Perhaps you're sick. This storm could be a family difficulties, hard times with your family. The storm I'm talking about this morning could be a serious marital problem. So many people are getting divorced. When couples used to love each other, right now they used to kiss and hug up and smiles and all the good things, and now of late they are yelling and cursing at one another, hate each other. This storm could be a financial disaster. Are you going through a financial disaster? When we worry about the storm, it may be that we have forgotten that we serve a God who can speak to the wind and they will obey his will. Or just by his mere presence, the storm will disappear. That's why we love the song that says, when the storm of life are raging, stand by me. I come to tell you today in the name of Jesus, many of us have just came out of our storm and trials and tribulation. Many of us are just about entering our storms and trials and tribulations. But for most of us, we are in the middle of a storm and trials and tribulation. I come to tell you this morning that if you wake up Jesus, if you hold on to Jesus, if you decide to humble yourself and go lower to the lower part of the ship and find him, because the Bible tells us that he was in the ship in the lower part, sleeping with his head on a pillow. The disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we all about to die?" Oh, praise God, that was my cry. Oh, God, in 2010, do you really care that I am going to die? I'm going to lose my life. Oh, praise the Lord. But I thanks be to God in the name of Jesus. He took me to the scripture of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 11, and realized that he has given me the healing and the body to heal itself, the power for me to heal myself in the name of Jesus. If only I could go back to the herbs, the grass, and the fruits. And that is what the power of five did in my life. That is why when the strange woman came with it and presented to me, don't you understand? This is Black History Month. Harriet Tubman said, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed more if only they believed they were slaves." I'm telling you, I have so many people understand the power of five. You're going through a storm that you are sick. The body is deteriorating before your eyes. If only I could convince you to drink 6 ounces every single day. That's 8 bottles a month. Oh, praise the Lord for your good health. If only you could comprehend that the power five has facilitated the 40 micronutrients that the body needs. So as you go through the storm, it is Christ who made the fruits and the berries upon the earth, the strong antioxidant product. If only you could wrap it around your brain, around your mind, and understand that you will not sink. God cared for you because he cared for me. And when he says to me to drink it, I drank it. When he says to Hezekiah to take the lump of fig and put on the boiler, oh, praise God, because Hezekiah storm, he was told to fix his house in order. He is going to die. Don't you realize how Hezekiah recovered? He used the fig, the instructions by God, and regained his healing. If you are broke this morning, don't you realize it's not going to happen until we understand he gave us the power to get wealth. In the book of Genesis chapter 26, Isaac sowed and reaped the same year and became rich. Oh, praise God, because he was not scared to invest. If only in the name of Jesus that we understand in the middle of storm, of any storm, of any difficulties in our life, God is there for us and speaking to us through his word, that when it is done, I can say like the disciples, when I drink it and the doctor just told me on January 13, 2014, I'll be stupid to stop drinking the juice. I walked out of his office and I could shout, "Who is this man that I'm serving? Who is this God that I'm serving today?" Because he's an all-powerful God. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. The disciples asked the question because they were amazed to see when he spoke to the wind, he spoke to the storm, it became calm and still. What manner of man is this? Who is this man could heal, Pastor John? Who is this man could heal you this morning? Who is this man could turn around your hardest business and rectify it this morning? Who is this man could grant favor with you this morning, so that when you go in the workplace, people will come to you and afford to be partners with you so that your business can grow? So now you can earn enough money to take care of your family and your ministry. Who is this man that we serve? I come to tell you this morning, he is the Son of the Living God. He is the Son of Man. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's the fairest of 10,000. This is the man that we serve. Don't you fear nothing this morning as I wrap up and bring this home. Don't you be nervous. Don't you be scared. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Stand still and put it in the hands of Jesus. And remember what the psalmist told us, that we can agree with his statement this morning and make it our own. I have been young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Back to our host, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Wow, thank you for that powerful word, Pastor John. I'm going to be calling you back to do our benediction for the day before we go into part two of our TMC call this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic Father, we just thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you because you are our shepherd. And we thank you, God, that your presence is here on the TMC call right now, Father. We thank you that you kept us last night and woke us up into a new day that you have made, where there are new things and new opportunities, new doors that will open, new doors that will close for us, oh God. But we ask right now that your will be done in our lives, that we would live this day on purpose, Father, with the plans that you have for our lives on this day. So we thank you, God, for each and every life that is under the sound of my voice. We thank you for the great things. We thank you for the new things, Father God. We thank you that the old has passed away, and behold, all things are new. Father, we thank you for Ivory, and we thank you for Charles. We thank you for Reggie and for Regina and for Jackie and for Siobhan. We thank you for the Newmark family. We lift up the Ulrich family to you, the Smith family, the Crowder and Todd family, the Peterson family, the Preston family. God, give them strength and comfort and peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper as we continue to press forth on this 34th day of our fast, God. Continue to purge and purify us. Continue to position and prop us up, God, in the way that you would have us to go. Father God, let your glory be seen in 2014. Let the dreams, God-ordained dreams, manifest in 2014. Allow our bodies, Father God, to be alkalined and to heal themselves, God. I speak against any diseases that are in our bodies, any diseases that are in our minds and our spirits right now, that they would just go away right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single person on this line. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over our schools, over the highways, over the byways, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I just thank you for this day, Father. I praise you in this day. I give your name the glory. I give your name the honor. And we celebrate you, Jesus, because you are the reason for this season. So we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I decree and declare that these things are so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So as you go out today, remember, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Remember, in everything that you do, finish strong. This 34th day of our fast, continue to press forth. No meats, no breads, and no sweets. Avail yourself to the announcements that were mentioned. And as far as the mentor call tomorrow, that would be 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure that you dial into 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926358 pound. That's the Saturday mentor call with Dr. Raphael Spiller. Immediately following part two of this call, we will be heading to the MMC call. And again, that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Also, the replay for the master's call, 712-432-2000.
1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. At this time, Pastor John, can you come back to the line? And then I will go ahead and come back to the call and introduce our Mother Eagle, who will be taking on part two of the Master's Call on this day. Pastor John.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor John, for that powerful, powerful message this morning. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this day. And to each of you who have dialed in, this call would not be what it is without you. So at this time, get ready for your prayer. We're getting ready for your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. And I am turning this call over right now to none other than our Mother Eagle, that bride-to-be, who is in the countdown. I know she's in the countdown process right now. And Dr. Vanessa, we love you. We celebrate you. And at this time, I am turning this telecommunications sanctuary line over to you. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. And before some of you go to the next call, we do want to shout out before she hops off to Godmother and to Platinum President Helen Delahousse, who will both be receiving their honorary doctorates in Maryland tomorrow. We will be covering them in prayer as we go into intercession, but I just didn't want all of us to get off the call without keeping them in prayer this weekend as we celebrate their accomplishment for humanitarian efforts and achievements in their community, respectively, at the University of Maryland. They'll be traveling up to Maryland today, so we will be praying for them, but we want to give them both a shout-out to Platinum Presidents Dorothy Cook and Helen Delahousse Clay. We are so, so proud of them. Well, again, good morning to our entire Master's Call family. We know what today is. It is the Friday that we take time, we set apart time, we make the time to hear from you, to hear your prayer requests, to hear your praise reports, to hear what the Lord is doing in your life. It is an honor and one of the main mandates call is to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap, to create a platform and a place where the Word of God, the Word of our Lord and Savior, the manna, goes forth freely. And we have been honored that since October 25 of 2010 that this has been happening. So we've opened up the queue. We want you to hit *6 and definitely come in and give us your prayer requests, your praise reports. And we have a phenomenal prayer team that will intercede and will pray and bombard heaven on your behalf. We have a lot of activities going on. We heard about Pastor John's activities, and we want to definitely cover his activity in prayer this weekend and just continue to cover all everybody's Super Saturdays and meetings that our businesses do when God has called us and assigned us to do as a minister in the marketplace. We still have a lot of inclement weather that we're praying for, especially on the East Coast. Storms still going through, and we're just covering God's people in prayer. We do have the authority as children of God to speak to the elements, to speak to the weather, and it will obey us. So we are now ready to take our prayer request. I've got my pen in the hand. All righty, going down to our evangelist in Tampa, Florida. It's Jody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Praise the Lord. I didn't expect to be first because I got knocked off. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, P.K. Robin family. I just wanted to say I got the favor of God. I just have anointing on me today that I said I'm not going to let nothing disturb me, nothing get in my way, because I know God and took care of it. He promised me. So that's my little praise report. But I want to ask a special prayer for this guy named Edwin. I ask that he open his eyes to see and his ears to hear and his heart to receive, because I don't know. It seems like he loves the Lord. I'm not going to say that because I don't know how much, but he's a little misdirected. So I just pray that God can intervene and grab a hold of him and supernatural, touch his body and his mind and just let him know that God is God and let go and let God do all the work. Thank you so much.
All right. You said his name was Edward?
Edwin, E-D-W-I-N.
Edwin, gotcha. All righty. I love you, Evangelist, how you always, not just for yourself always, but call you for God to move for others. That's why I always call you my little evangelist, because that's
all
the truth.
Right. Thank you.
Of an evangelist. Amen. And you know we love you so, so much. All righty. We go ahead over to Mississippi to our prayer warrior, Minister Brenda. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and to the TMC family. I am so excited and thrilled at what God is doing. And Pastor John, I tell you, that message was on point because when we go through, God sees us through and gives us the victory through it all. I'm here to report because I had asked for prayer for my nephew. It's my sister's grandson. 15 years old, was in a car accident, and come to find out it was five of them in the car. He was the one that was hospitalized and had been in ICU and had to go through surgery on his back because some broken bones and what have you. But thank God the surgery went well. They put the pins in. I went yesterday to see him, and he was walking. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
And his dad was there. And his name is also Kendrick because that's their names, Kendrick and Kendrick Jr. And his dad had lived in Fort Worth in 2009 and had been shot five times. I got to share this, five times. And he said he died and came back. And everybody in the hospital, the workers, had went back to their perspective churches and reported that to the pastors. The pastors ended up at his foot praying and reading the word over him. He said he was out of it for a month and a half and didn't know anything, was in a coma. Say God had brought him through. Long story short, today he is a missionary. He said he went to New Orleans with the mission and gave his testimony and spoke. He said he never spoke before in front of a group, and he said over 40 people accepted the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I'm so grateful. And his son is laying there listening to that. I say, God has got to work for even him. And I know this. And, you know, it's just so exciting to see, even through the trials and tribulations, through the rough times and the mountains and what have you, God said, I'm still God all by myself. I just had to share that because I'm so grateful to God for him showing himself mighty in all that he does.
Amen. That was powerful. And thank you for sharing it with our TMC family this morning. Love you there so much in Mississippi. Can't wait to see you soon. All righty, yes. We're going up to the Midwest. Telling you to stay warm, Miss Jackie. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning, my TMC family. I'll be quick. I have a very good friend of mine. She's like a sister to me. We've been friends throughout our adult life. She's like an aunt to my children. She is traveling in from Atlanta today into Indianapolis. She moved away from Indianapolis in the early 80s, so this weather is not something that she's really accustomed to, and she's traveling alone. Well, not alone. She's traveling with her dog. But I'm asking that you stand in prayer with me that God will encamp his angels about her and her vehicle, and there will be no problems with her coming through this inclement weather because she's not accustomed to it. So keep her uplifted in your prayers. Her name is Gail Blakemore. She's coming to Indianapolis. She has an 88-year-old mom that is experiencing some crisis right now, and she's coming to come and care for her mom. So keep her mom uplifted in prayer, as well as Gail.
All righty. And we have her covered in prayer. And I do understand about driving like that in that kind of weather, but God's got her, and the ministry angels of God will be around her. Thank you so much, Miss Jackie. All right, up to Tacoma, Washington. Good morning, Miss Ronnie.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor Vanessa and the TMC family. Oh, my God. Pastor John was off the just on point with everything this morning. I need the family to stand in agreement. Last week I talked about my cousin. Do you know the phone is not working? We have not connected. I put a letter in the mail making sure we want to believe that Charles and I can connect. His phone is disconnected, and I wasn't able to get any results about him taking the products or anything. Believe in God that we can connect. Amen.
Okay. Pray for Charles and for you to connect. All righty. I've got it, and we'll definitely continue to keep you in prayer. Are there any more prayer requests? And, again, it was so good to hear Minister Willa greeting everybody this morning, and can't wait to see her in a couple of weeks. And our songbird, Miss Tiffany, just am so blessed by the awesome men and women of God that the Lord has allowed to assemble with our TMC family. We praise God for Dr. PK. Many of you all were pleasantly surprised when she did the corporate call this week and is there in Las Vegas. So we want to keep our co-founder in prayer. Are there any more prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? All righty. There's no saints say going once, going twice. We sensitive to time, but sensitive to each one of you. Oh, what an honor. All the way from New Jersey, our diamond president, our founder and leader of the Kings of Artists. Always honored to hear Diamond President Reggie, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
I hear that lovely baritone voice. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and that's on a bad day.
I like that. I got to use that sometimes. Amen.
There you go. Yeah, if you don't mind, I would love to, you know, put a prayer out for my dad. As you know, my dad, he's 89 years old, and his sight is fading. And he's got a really bad arthritic hip as well. But he's a tough cookie. You know, he's a tough cookie. And he'll go for consultation today. And they may have to do some surgery on his eyes, both left and right. There's a vessel that they found ruptured in the eyes is what's causing his fading. So they want to make sure he's strong enough to take on the surgery. So just want to pray out for him. My father's name is James Flanagan. James Flanagan, if you don't mind.
Okay. We would be honored. And I know God is going to bless you when we take care of our parents. And you've been so diligent taking them to appointments and different things. When I get your text, I always stop and pray. So we're praying for his eyesight. And you said for his hips also?
Yeah, his left hip, yeah.
For the left hip. All righty, we've got it. All righty. All right, I see you down there. You're more than welcome. I see you, Miss Sunshine. Did you have a prayer request?
No, Reggie, good morning. This is Tiffany. You know, I always, when you say things are going on, products start coming into my head. And we actually last night had the honor to have Lucy Hernandez on the call with us, and someone was asking a question about eyesight. And so she did say to us, and this is just the artist health tip for the moment, the artist multi plus. Anybody who has difficulties with vision or any eye situations going on, long as they have not had a surgery, you can take that Artist Multi Plus and put it in a generic eyedropper at night before you go to bed, drop it into the eyes, and it may help. Okay, so I'm just putting that word out with the Multi Plus. Also, as far as the hip is concerned, you want to make sure that you take some of that noni juice. So he can drink it, but it works good as a topical. So I would take that noni pure noni juice and start rubbing it into the hip area as well 3 times a day. So I just wanted to give that product shout out this morning. Dr. Vanessa, I love you. Thank you, and back over to you.
Appreciate that. And I'm picking up his order today. It's Coral Calcium, his Aviv. I'm picking this product up in New York today. So, yeah, appreciate that. The Multi Plus and the eyes, definitely that. Okay, got you.
Amen. Isn't that what family is for? To be there for each other and to make those suggestions. And I tell you, Miss Tiffany, you are becoming the little resource center. And your blood being able to be around many of the Hispanics. You know, this is a Hispanic company, and they know the remedies and the things to put together and the combinations, and we appreciate you coming forth with that because we're going to pray, but it is always awesome to do what we can do and then know God will do what we cannot do. I do want to ask, so Ann, I forgot to pray for my aunt, Gladys Weatherspoon in Columbus, Georgia. She's been diagnosed with cancer. She is 84 years old and a little fireball, and truly has already was taking some of the products, but not, she admitted, not consistently. So she let me know she got the Levive, and she was talking and complaining about swelling, so I said a Crad Aloe also. So she's taking and drinking plenty of it. I was definitely sharing with her Pastor John's testimony, and she is full of fire and full of faith. So if you can lift up Gladys Weatherspoon, and just I know that she's going to be that miracle down there in Columbus, Georgia. And also my dear friend I went to seminary with, who teaches at North Carolina A&T, Chantel Lampkin, Lumpkin, like pumpkin but with an L. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer, fourth stage, and just sent Chantel some, and she got hers. So definitely I ask you for prayer, but, you know, it's so good to know that we have a product that can do so much, and she was excited, so she got hers. So if you can lift those two up, Gladys Weatherspoon and Chantel Lumpkin, and we just know God is going to do some awesome things in them and through them. All righty. If there's not anyone else, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this today, this day we've never seen before. I thank you for your mercies, which are new every morning. I thank you for these powerful men and women of God from all over the country and even the world. I see my Skype folks on here that assemble in one accord. I just even give you a thank you, Jesus, that recently learned that they started a master's call formatted after this call in London. We just thank you for our growth. We thank you for you leading us and reminding us to always meet you and seek you early in the morning, your face in prayer, that you not only hear, but you answer prayer. So we ask you first to pour back in to Pastor John the virtue he so poured out to us. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in this mighty man of God. We speak blessings, blessings, blessings to his event this weekend. We just thank you that we call the people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that you be glorified and you edify God's people. We thank you for such a tremendous success that you answered our prayers with the 90K in 90 days, and the devil tried with the weather to slow it down, but I thank you that the praise reports came and many lives were changed. And we just thank you for what you're doing. We lift up this morning Jody's friend Edwin. We pray for clarity and truth and deliverance. You said in 2 Corinthians 4:3 that you could pull the blinders off of their eyes. And we pray that this man of God chooses life and life more abundantly. We thank you that the truth of God wreaks havoc on all the ignorance that he has embraced. The truth of God drives out of his heart and his belief the error that has seeped in from the world. We call him radically saved and delivered and clear to the word of God for you. We celebrate the praise report of Kendrick and just are amazed for what you've done in Kendrick's father. We thank you for the testimony that Minister Brenda brought forth this morning. We thank you that the surgery went well and that he's up walking, but we thank you that he'll walk in more obedience to you. We thank you that he'll walk more giving his heart and his mind to you. We thank you that you have brought him through this attack of the enemy, that you will use him mightily with his own testimony of your protecting and healing hand. Oh, we thank you for traveling mercies for Gail Blackmore. Surround that car as she is driving. And I just thank you that we dispatch even now the ministry angels of God to encamp around her. We thank you, Lord God, for safety and even for sweet fellowship that she'll have with you in the car. We speak that the car will operate properly, that there should be absolutely no mechanical difficulties, but the peace of God will be upon her. And when she arrives, we thank you that all will be well with her mother. We pray for Gail's mom. We send the word of healing, and we send the word of comfort, and we just thank you. Even for Jackie, continue to order her steps to be that blessing, and we pray for the weather, for all those who've been affected by this weather, that you have your way, Lord. We just praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We pray for Ronnie, that she has sent the products and is believing for Charles, that even with the phone situation, God, you intervene. We speak that they shall connect. We speak that they shall speak to one another, and that there will be a good report. And even though the devil is meant for bad, Daddy God, we thank you that you're turning it around for your good. And we send the word of healing to James Flanagan. We thank you for a love for his father. We lift up Diamond President Reggie, and we thank you that we send the word of healing, and that the products will do miraculously, and your Jehovah Rapha healing touch will do miraculously for his sight and for that left hip. We speak to every bone and muscle and tissue. We command it to line up and perform and function even better, Father, to the retina in the eye. Father, you made him. You created him. You know all about him. So we thank you, Surgeon General, the great Surgeon General, for that Jehovah Rapha touch to his body. And we already are looking forward to the praise report that shall come from Reggie in days hence. Father, I thank you for the same expectancy for Gladys Weatherspoon and for Chantel Lumpkin. I just thank you that you are healing their bodies. Cancer is a name, a trespasser. We put you on notice that your assignment has been canceled. We put an axe to the roots of that disease in their body. We thank you that we speak the blood, the healing virtue, and the power of God, Jehovah Rapha, flowing through every cell, every organ, every tissue in their body. And Father, even as they take these natural products, your supernatural touch is upon them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you again, too, for the praise report. We speak to the heavenlies, and they align up with what you're doing in your children. Now, Father, for the unspoken prayer requests, as we're continuing to still pray for the Peterson family and the Payton families, we continue to pray for Bill Ulfrich's family and for Sharon and that whole company staff, and for others who've had family members transition, we continue to lift them up in prayer. We just thank you for the TNC family. Continue to touch the body of Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon and the entire Diaz Leon family. We thank you that he is strong in you, and this vision that you gave him over 24 years ago, you're taking us to the next level. And the 90K and 90 Days team, continue to surround them with favor and blessings as they travel and go on their tour. And we thank you for the new momentum, the Ruah, fresh wind of God that you've blown on this company. And Father, now we've asked and continue to ask for traveling mercies for Godmother and Platinum President Helen as they go to Baltimore, to Maryland this weekend to receive their degree. Thank you for this time of celebration, of accomplishment, and that all goes well, the artist meetings that are planned, the actual ceremony, Father, that you will be there in a time of celebration for our dear sisters in Christ, and that all will go well, and in the midst of that very inclement weather, and that many will be able to come out and celebrate with them. Now, Daddy God, we just thank you for all you're doing. We thank you for what we see you about to do in us. We thank you for a great month of January, and as we begin our February month of artists, that we will even do better and meet more goals as we've celebrated Anastasia making Platinum President and the many accomplishments of those who achieve their ranks. And Father, give favor to those who desire to do it what they know to do to achieve their ranks here this month. Have your way, Spirit of the Lord. And for those of us who've been fasting, been praying, been pressing in, we thank you for the promotion, the more clarity, the more conciseness to hear your voice, the keenness in our spiritual eyes to see and to cooperate with what you're doing. And, Father, as we stand as intercessors, praying for Artists International, praying for our families, praying for our businesses, Father, praying for this country, your kingdom come, your will be done. You told us to lift up our president, to pray for those who have rulership and authority over you. We lift up President Barack Obama, the entire three arms of government. They belong to you. Father, have your way in their lives. Convict those who need to be convicted. Father, bring to Christ those who don't know you and the pardon of your sins. And we just thank you as we go out this weekend, as we go out with a message in our mouths, as we go out understanding we're your ministers in the marketplace, we thank you that Isaiah 55:11, that you have heard our prayers, you've heard our petitions, and not one syllable returns void. We thank you for the praise reports that shall come forth by the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost hookups, for the sanctified setups, and for the demonstration of your divine power that we will see in our lives as we stay yielded to you, your ministers in the marketplace, your FBI agents full of the favor of God, embracing the blessings to be a blessed to be a blessing, and the increase that comes as we will be good stewards of what you continue to give us. So as we depart from this call, but never daddy God from your presence, we love you. We magnify you. We exalt you and extol your name. And in the blood, by the blood of Jesus, apply it to the doorpost of our minds right now that we think like you want us to think. By the blood of Jesus, apply it to the doorpost of our homes that we curse every assignment of the enemy that would try to bring in any strife or confusion in our households, absolutely no lack. Apply the blood of Jesus to our businesses, God, that we are blessed and highly favored. So we seal this time of intercession, and we decree and declare as your children of God by the authority that you've given us that it is done and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go out and have an over-the-top, off the chain, awesome weekend in God. And we look forward to hearing you right back here on Monday. I'm sure I'll hear some of you all over on the MMC call. Love you so much. Have a blessed weekend. And as Dr. PK would say, go out and have a super fantastic, and I'll add, absolutely awesome weekend in Christ. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.